We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, don't forget, go on our Twitter page, Stoney and Jansen with Heather, and vote for the your favorite Denzel Washington role. You got the Detective Alonzo Harris from Training Day, Coach Herman Boone, Remember the Titans, Ron Hunter from Crimson Tide, and John Creasy from Man on Fire. Joining us now is the excellent head coach of the Detroit Pistons. We found out over the week that he's going to be here at least one more year than he was supposed to, an extension well-deserved considering the amazing circumstances of this team, and we're so glad he's joining us now. Coach Dwayne Casey, how are you? It's been a while.
It's been a while, buddy. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Before we get to basketball, I assume you would have a favorite Denzel Washington role.
I remember the Titans. I think that was one of his better ones that I liked that was pertinent to what I was doing in life. I really like that. And, you know, he's such a good actor. He's a chameleon. He can play so many roles that it's so impressive. And he's one of my favorite actors.
Would he be your choice to play the character Dwayne Casey in the life and times of Dwayne Casey?
I don't know if I would be high enough on the totem pole for him to play, but I'd like for him to. But the guy that I would love, probably above Denzel though, Stoney, is and probably our fans are probably too young to remember, is Sidney Poitier.
Oh yeah.
And he's one of my favorite actors of all times as far as – and, again, Denzel kind of falls in his footsteps. So, but Sidney Poitier is probably by far my favorite actor.
The season ends up this weekend, Denver tonight, Miami on Sunday. We know what we went through with this basketball team. I got to say, honestly, for a team that with the record that you guys have – the fan support, I'm not talking about at the arena because obviously it's different circumstances, but just the buzz with the way you guys compete. Yeah, we're losing, but the players are getting better. We're okay because of the lottery and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen anything like it. Do you feel that way about what you've had to go through this season?
I do, Stoney and John, but I have to temper it because we don't want to get complacent with losing. But with the losses, I see growth. And I'm such a competitor, and we're such competitors that it hurts for a moment. But after you sit back at home and or at the office and look at the film and see the growth of the young man, that's what excites me. And that's the foundation is being poured. And unfortunately, I went through the same thing in Toronto to build to get to make the playoffs, build a foundation to get to the semifinals, then get to the conference finals. So I see the similarities between the two situations, different players and different people, but same similarities of the circumstances. And it's exciting, it's fun, the loss hurts, but I can see the excitement of a young man like Sadiq Bey, the growth of a young man like Frank Jackson, Killian Hayes and all those kids, and Isaiah Stewart. They're such young, talented young men, and on top of that, young men with character, and that's the kind of foundation you want to pour to get to, a perennial winning team.
And you mentioned that growth, and you did mention Killian Hayes, the highest draft pick that you guys had. He missed some time, obviously, due to his injury. What type of growth have you seen, and how big of a detriment was it missing that much time for him in his rookie season?
Huge, John. It's one of those things where you're so unfortunate because you see the growth of Isaiah Stewart and also a Sadiq Bey and Frank Jackson, who got regular playing time over a long period of time. And, you know, the things that Killian missed, and you can only learn so much by coming into meetings and watching film with coaches. All he could do is stand still, shoot with that hip injury. So it really set him back. And right now I can see the growth of him getting used to the speed of the game, the length of the game. Some of the turnovers he has is because of the timing issues, the rhythm issues of the game. He still sees the floor. He's a great passer. And then the last thing to come around is going to be his shooting and you know, continue his defensive, a presence, because I think that's where he was a step ahead before the injury, was his defense, his pick and roll defense. So the growth is there, is coming. You know, it's not like he's out of condition, John, but he's got to still get used to the speed and the endurance you got to have, to be an NBA point guard, and it's coming. It'll be there. And this summer is going to be so huge for him.
You mentioned Frank Jackson. I mean, you know, we remember him briefly at Duke. Where did this guy, you know, all of a sudden, you know, this guy coming off the bench reminds you, like, different style. But Vinnie Johnson coming off the bench back in the day, scoring 15 points every game. It's incredible.
Stoney, he's one of my favorites. I tell you what, one, when I was in Toronto, we always would play New Orleans. And he was unfortunate because as soon as he came from Duke, he had a foot injury or knee injury or something that kept him out the first part of the season at New Orleans after he was drafted. Then all at once he comes in, and here comes this kid off the bench, long, scraggly hair and everything, coming off the bench in New Orleans and kicking our butt. He would kick Kyle Lowry's butt and all those guys. And I'm saying, who is this kid? And I've always kept my eye on him. And then when Troy got the job, he came in. And we talked about, you know, some of the players we were looking at, and lo and behold, we had the same feeling about Frank Jackson. And so, you know, unfortunately, he went somewhere else, and they let him go, and we got him, you know, we got him here on a two-way. And he's well outplayed the two-way contract. And so, you know, hopefully we can get him back here next year and get him under contract, because I think he's an important piece, as are the other rookies for our team, for the Youth Foundation. So, great kid, you know, just a scoring machine once he steps in the game. And the good thing about it, guys, he has a short memory if he misses a shot, which you got to have when you score.
I've been on teams where wins were hard to come by, and coaches, they find different ways to motivate. And for you, especially with such a young team and trying to develop that young talent, how do you have conversations with them about keeping their energy level up, keeping their compete level up when the wins aren't there?
That is the toughest thing, because you got to be creative, do different things. I can't be down. I can't walk in the gym moping and down, and even though I'm upset about a defeat, but I got to go in with a positive attitude. But the most important thing you got to have with a young team, young growing team, is character. Troy's done a heck of a job of bringing in young men, drafting young men with high character. And if you don't, if you get, you know, guys that don't give a crap about the growth of the program, of the, you know, the understanding of the big picture, and that's hard to do, but the character helps get them through tough times and continue to work. They work every day in practice. They get their night shooting in and after practice stuff in. And it's been wonderful for me as a coach, and refreshing for me as a coach to do it. And because, again, I've been through it before. It's not fun. It's draining at times, but you can see the light at the end of the tunnel with these kids of character and talent. And, you know, hopefully we get some luck, and the luck of the draw of the draft, and get another high-quality character, talented kid, and free agency would be good to us down the road, because, you know, of, I think people outside see the same growth. They don't look at the record, because there's some good things going on beside the record. And so that'll be good to be able to, we'll be able to sell that to free agents outside, you know, down the road when the time is right.
In hindsight, should this, whatever, I won't use the word tank, but the way you guide your process, should it have been done, I don't know, a year earlier, or even just earlier in the season?
Stoney, you know, when I first got here, I came and we milked every ounce we could out of that group we had.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, you know, we made the playoffs, but, you know, coming from, you know, Dallas and Toronto, and you know, you could see, okay, there's a ceiling here. And it's no disrespect to the people or whatever, the coaches, but there was a ceiling to the, because every year they had bring different pieces in that it was tough. It was a tough fit. And, you know, in today's NBA, there's a certain type of game needs to be played defensively, offensively, and the pieces, it just didn't fit. And so it was time. And I felt it from the fans. I felt it from our owner, Tom Gores. And so it was time. And maybe, you know, hindsight's 20/20 in every business profession, but it was time. And I didn't come here to rebuild, restore, or whatever the word you use, Tony, but it was time. And you know, because of Tom and Arn and the situation here, my family loves the area here, so let's do it. Let's start it over. Let's rebuild and restore, because this city's a sports city, and unfortunately, our three teams are going through the same thing. So it's tough, but I hope all our sports fans in this area will stick with us, and there will be good things down the road. When that's going to happen, next year, the year after that, it's coming, and it's growing right before our fans' eyes.
I'm just curious what you think. We're in the same age group. The term, I don't know if you want to use it, load management, whatever. But I can't imagine, Dwayne, like as a kid, my dad taking me to see, you know, growing up in Philly, yeah, the Celtics are coming in, but Russell's not playing tonight because of load management. Does this stuff really kill you? And does, I mean, I don't know. It's very hard for people, especially, well, this year's different because of COVID, but people are spending a lot of money. You know, Kawhi comes in once a year, and these guys aren't playing because of rest. Does that bother you at all?
Stoney, I love our medical staff. We have a very smart staff of medical guys that do a great job of keeping our guys healthy. That's one area that we disagree. We respectfully disagree. And because for me, I'm like you said, I'm from the old school. I understand why, but for me, you know, to build toughness, you got to build calluses. You know, you got to put calluses on your hands and on your feet. And the only way you do that is to play through things, to play through a stubbed toe or, you know, a hurt finger or a sore knee or whatever, as long as you're not injured. But the science tells us all the numbers and all that stuff that, you know, to have guys ready to prolong their career, to make it through their career, all the ligament and joint issues that are happening now is because of overuse. Well, I don't agree with it. I understand it. It's something that really is puts a burr in my crawl. When people talk about load management, it started with me in Toronto. We used to go back and forth. When I was there, here, same thing, and I understand it, but I don't buy into it. But you know, being a team player, you know, of the organization and of our performance staff, which are great guys and smart, but that's one part of our sport, and it's not just here, it's throughout all sports, and it's one thing that I guess I'm too old school to ever understand. I understand the analytical game. I bought into that. It was tough for me to do that in Toronto. We do it now, and that's the way you're going to win in the NBA today. But that's one area I haven't come around on.
Now, I know you have nine guys out tonight. Sitting across from me is a guy who was all county in basketball, could have played D1. All state, excuse me.
Yes.
Obviously played in the NFL for 10 years. If you need Jansen to suit up tonight for numbers, he's ready.
John, I tell you what, we need his physicality. Stoney, we could use it. And our young guys to come knock him around and probably start in practice before we get on the game. And, you know, start him out in the scrimmages first just to make sure he's in condition and ready to go. And because we may have to pull a load management right now.
Yeah.
John, did you guys have load management when you were coming through?
No, load management, no. That was not a thing. But I can tell you, I'll bring, is it six personal fouls now that you get?
Yeah.
I will bring and use every one of those. I will use them appropriately and make it a benefit to you and the Detroit Pistons.
I told somebody the other night, I'm not going to call any names, and I told one of our players, I said, look, this guy is talking stuff out on the floor. You got six fouls. Use everyone. I could have used you in that situation the other night, John, because this guy was talking stuff, lighting us up, and we were treating him like we were just walking in the park, you know, on a Sunday afternoon. And sometimes you need that. You got to have that. And we have, you know, and I don't want to say that too loud to Isaiah Stewart because he may take me literally and do it. So we might have to bring you in, John, for that.
I'll be your tone setter.
Dwayne, thank you very much. You know, I can't say great season, but everybody's embraced about what you guys have done. And hopefully, I don't know, fade for Cade, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully it'll pay off in the lottery and in the draft. We appreciate it.
Stoney, you and John, keep your fingers crossed, and good things happen in July, and because it is coming. It'll be a big part of what we're doing.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dwayne.
It.
Thank you. Okay. Thank
All right.
you, guys.
That's Dwayne Casey, head coach of your Detroit Pistons. It was powered by BetQL, Bet Smarter, and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.